The Bama Beat Podcast is brought to you by Zaxby's, taking chicken to a whole new level of flavor. Stop by your neighborhood Zaxby's today or order at Zaxby's.com/podcast. That's Zaxby's.com/podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Tide Sports Picks Hoping to Click podcast. For what is an open week for Alabama, but what's for some interesting games around the SEC and around the country. That we will attempt to do our best to predict.
So how did we do last week?
Although, like Nick Saban, we do not have a crystal ball.
Right.
So last week, me and you fell right back to the wayside. 4-6.
Of course.
For each of us, I think Cecil went 7-3. So Cecil's back on it. The gap has widened.
I did have that one market correct.
You did.
I had that one week.
At some point, I kept complaining about the 5-5 weeks, and now I miss them.
Right.
It can be worse, folks. All right, so we'll go ahead and just kind of start off these games. Now, granted, the lines that I gave you yesterday are a little bit different. They've changed a little bit, obviously.
Well, that's going to change my entire outlook.
Yeah.
This could really affect my record.
There is at least one that I think is going to change, for me at least, compared to yesterday. Cecil's taught me all about the hook, and that's that does change things a little bit. All right, so the first game on the list, number 9, Utah, is a 3.5-point favorite on the road against Washington.
This line was at 2.
Yes. Which is, this is the one that was the biggest difference, in my opinion, as far as who I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I'm going Washington here.
I think I'm going to go Washington.
I am too.
I probably would have gone.
Utah's playing really well, but this is a trap spot, I think, for Utah. I think Washington. When you've got ranked teams that are playing pretty well, going on the road to play teams that aren't ranked but are kind of good enough that they could be ranked,
right,
that's a little bit of a trap spot.
I think everybody's a little surprised that Washington has 3 losses. I think Easton's playing better. Granted, Utah, they've gotten Tyler Hundley back and Zach Moss, and that's been a huge difference for them. But I still think I'm going to go Washington as well. I think if it was less than three.
Yeah, plus points. Plus three and a half.
Three and a half points. So the half is really, this is the one that made the biggest difference.
I'm going Washington.
Yeah, so we're all pretty unified on that. All right, next game on the list.
We should just let Cecil pick and just copy what he says.
I've thought about it, but the fact that you went bold and jumped on Washington, and that's where I was leaning anyways, I was like, you know what? Well, I'll go ahead and jump on this one too. But yeah, that would be the smart thing to do. Every week we continue, that's
one of those games that I think you'll see as the week goes on, a lot of the national pick services. It checks a bunch of boxes that they look for as far as road underdogs. And
so Wayne Allen Root's going to come out with his pick?
Possibly. Possibly Mark Jennings, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He's the best in the business.
All right, so next game on the list. Number 7, Oregon, is a 4.5-point favorite on the road against USC.
This has gone down.
This has.
Yeah, I guess USC winning last weekend has got some people back on the bandwagon. They've had a really interesting year. It's been difficult to keep up with. Yeah, I've got it at 5 this morning.
You do?
Yeah, at -5. So we can call it 6. We can call whatever.
Well, 4.5 is what?
Yeah.
It's our, what our.
Oh, okay. 4.5. We want to go 4.5.
Yeah, that's, we'll fine. Do 4.5.
Okay.
Because I'm going to take Oregon, I think.
I'm taking Oregon as well,
which is why I was trying to angle it for
3.
4.5.
Maybe it's 3. No. At 4.5,
yeah.
I think we'll all take Oregon.
Well, all right. We got to start mixing this up a little bit. Next game on the list, Virginia Tech is on the road against number 16, Notre Dame, and the Fighting Irish are 17.5-point favorites.
Well, it's at 18. Just a putrid performance from Notre Dame.
This is a bad game. This is a bad game.
I feel bad for people who only have NBC and this is the only game they can watch on Saturday. Yeah, it's a bad game. A couple bad teams. I'm going to go Virginia Tech just because, I mean,
a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. And Notre Dame just looked so freaking bad. And I realize Virginia Tech sucks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's, they do, but you want to hear the funniest thing? They're 5-2.
Right, that's the craziest part. I keep having to remind myself of that.
That's insane to me. That And it says something about the ACC, I think, because you could not. The one time I actually sat down and watched them just get dismantled by a bad, well, not bad, by
Duke.
Yeah.
Just getting dismantled. But they've kind of, you know, they beat Old Dominion and they beat Furman and they beat Rhode Island.
And they beat Florida State too, didn't they?
And they did beat Florida State.
Who also sucks, but.
So beat North Carolina in that crazy
right
overtime deal. Have had a week off. So I'm going to take all those points, I guess.
I think I'm going to go the opposite way and go Notre Dame.
At least you're mixing it up.
Yeah, that's.
They could easily blow Virginia Tech out. I mean,
you could say, "Oh, that loss was demoralizing, and they're going to come out flat," or that could have made them rebound and like.
Yeah, and that's kind of. I was sort of on the fence on which way I wanted to go with it, and the fact that you both went Virginia Tech, I'm like, sure.
Yeah,
you know, it's a toss up for me.
It's a tough game.
And Herb Street called him out this week. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
What did he say about it?
I mean, essentially said they played with no heart. Like, how do you come out in a game like that and just lay an egg?
Versus Michigan, yeah. Which I've not been impressed with.
Yeah.
Something tells me maybe Herbie was pulling against Michigan.
Oh, kind of like how I hate Oregon. Yeah. I still hate Oregon for what they did.
Yeah, exactly. How if somebody doesn't play well against Auburn, Hunter gets all mad.
That's a fair point there.
All right, next game on the list. Speaking of Michigan, the Wolverines are a 19.5-point favorite at Maryland. It's gone up 2.5 points.
It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
For a home dog. But I'm going to, you know, Maryland can give up that many points. And, I just don't know where Maryland is psychologically. They had a decent start to the season. You know, they got that big win over Syracuse. But they just got pounded in their last game by Minnesota. Got pounded by Purdue before that. Did play a little better, I guess, relatively speaking, against Indiana. But Michigan can cover this number. I'm going to take Michigan.
So it's 19.5?
19.5 now, yeah. Started off at 17. And here's the thing, you know, I'll go ahead and give my spiel on it. Josh Jackson, who I actually like, I think he's playing pretty good football. He's been dealing with an ankle injury, missed a couple games, a couple of those blowouts, was not 100%, played last Saturday, but was not 100% yet. And I just think that, you know, I still like Maryland as a team. I think they've had some things that haven't gone their way. I think I'm going to go Maryland. So 19.5 climb to be too much.
I'm going Maryland too, which means we're probably both, you and I, going to lose this game and Cecil's going to get it right.
This is one of those games where when I write it down, I feel pretty good about it. And then I go look at, you know, the scores on Saturday night and I'm like, daggum, I should have went with Cecil.
And Maryland's already burned me a couple times this year too because I feel like I picked with my heart a little bit because I want Loxley to do well.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that turns out. I just felt like 19.5 got to be too much.
Right.
Next game on the list, number 15, SMU, is on the road against number 24, Memphis.
Who would have thought this would have been a top 25 game?
Yeah, and I mean, 15 versus 24, and the Memphis is actually a 5.5-point favorite in this one, despite SMU being a top 15 team.
It's got to kind of irk Barners a little bit to see Rhett Lashley out at SMU calling plays, just calling ball plays and just throwing the great offense. Meanwhile, Auburn's stuck and what they're doing.
It's a great point, actually. I didn't think about that.
Oh, I think about anything that could make Auburn fans upset. So. All right, what's that line? Where we at it at?
5.5.
Ooh, okay. It's going up a little bit. I'm going with SMU.
Game day in town.
Yeah. On Beale Street.
On Beale Street, which is a long way from the
Liberty which ball. Member of 3-6 Mafia is going to be the guest picker?
I think I'm going to go Memphis. I think 5.5, even though it's climbed quite a bit.
Well, SMU's really – they've played well this year.
Yeah,
they really have. This is a tough one for me. This is a – you know, these American games, it's –
You don't watch them enough to really
know
enough.
You don't watch them enough. And I try to watch them as much as possible. I saw a good – SMU Houston played a Thursday nighter, and I saw a good – they did a relatively nice job. I just don't know where Memphis is right now. And I know it's a big weekend for them. And
Could it be too much, though? Too big of a weekend?
It could be.
There's been some of that, but I'm going to take Memphis. Just why spoiler party?
Yeah, I think it being at Memphis was really the difference to me, just that game day atmosphere. You got to think any and every Memphis fan is going to be coming out of the woodworks because that very rarely happens. So
it's a commuter school. It's like Tiger High over there. Everybody's a Memphis fan. Like I went to college with guys who, you know, were Alabama fans. They went to school at Alabama, but they still love their Memphis basketball. Infuriated the hell out of me. That's neither here nor there.
So, okay. Memphis, SMU. Yeah. All right. So we got a change up there. Next game on the list, which is, you know, as far as the teams, both squads are 4-4, so nothing special. But Miami is on the road at Florida State, and the Seminoles are 4-point favorites. So it's dropped from 6.5 to 4.
Not a fun game either. Like, I don't think I would want to watch this game.
I put it on the list simply because it was a rivalry game. And I was like, well, these two teams hate each other, and they're both relatively close enough where it should be a good game, you'd think, hopefully.
I'm going to go Florida State here. Home team.
Yeah.
And that line going down kind of helped me as well.
Florida State has finally done what they probably should have done a year ago. I think they put Cam Akers in the Wildcat. I think they ran 13 plays where nobody else even touches the ball. Nobody else is allowed to touch the ball except Cam. And that's what they need to do. I really wonder where they're going to be next year offensively when he's gone.
Right.
He's a great player. And I think the coaching matchup here is a wash.
Yeah.
So I'll take the – I'll talk about the Noles here. The Noles.
Yeah, and we'll go FSU as well. This is one of those that, I mean, really, you never know. For whatever reason, some of these teams just – one of these two teams is going to come out flat, and I don't think it's going to be – you know, it looks like it's going to be a good game, and you hope that it is, but I could also see one of the two just blowing out the other one.
Just how this rivalry has fallen.
Yeah, and I mean, just like for whatever reason, you would expect FSU to get up for a certain game, and then they just come out completely flat. Miami, same way. So, yeah, I think Miami goes 0-2 versus their two in-state rivals, big two in-state rivals this year. Next game on the list, Virginia is at North Carolina, and North Carolina is a 2.5-point favorite.
What an awful slate of games. Yeah, like, all these games I'm looking at are like, I don't want to watch that game. Like, that didn't look good.
Well, yeah, it was tough to choose from.
I agree, but they tend to be interesting games.
I picked a good Saturday to move.
You did. Yeah, good point. The other two games that almost got in over this one as far as our picks was Mississippi State at Arkansas and TCU at Oklahoma State. So finally I was just like, well, we need probably some more exposure.
They'll all be competitive, you know? Like,
yeah.
What this line end at?
2.5. It started off as a pick, but people were, I guess, betting on North Carolina, which, I mean, obviously they're going to bet on one of them.
I'm taking Virginia here. You know, it's just a coin flip with Mac every week. I can't even discuss how Duke lost that game.
I'm going to go with North Carolina.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I went with North Carolina last week and gave up 3.5 points and then won by 3. And that one was what didn't give me my 5-5, so I'm pretty upset with them. But I think that North Carolina is probably going to be the team to cover in this one. So, all right, what we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up these last few games. This has been the Bama Beat Podcast brought to you by Zaxby's. And welcome back into the Bama Beat Podcast brought to you by Zaxby's. We'll dive right back into some of these games. The only games left on the slate all involve an SEC team, at least one. So that's good. This was one of the more interesting games of the weekend. Surprisingly, UAB is heading up to Knoxville to play Tennessee, and the Volunteers are 10.5-point favorites. It's dropped from 13. So a lot of people take in the Blazers.
Yeah, I wanted us to include this one on our picks. First of all, you know, respect for what UAB's done over the last two seasons. I guarantee you, this is the scheduling dilemma that you get in. It would make no difference to Tennessee fans if it were New Mexico State coming in. And now Tennessee's kind of lost some traction in that argument by losing to Georgia State, but But the point being, the way Tennessee's playing right now, if it were New Mexico State, you'd just say, oh, yeah, they'll blow them out, and they probably would blow them out. But, man, UAB, that's, you know, that's a little bit of a test. That's a little bit of a
I feel like things for Tennessee have kind of turned around since the Alabama
game. I do, too, and I'm going to take Tennessee here.
I am, too.
But it's a tremendous credit to what Bill Clark has done. I don't think they're as good as they were last year.
Right.
Right. Agreed.
So I think it'll be a little tougher for them to go. And the other – first of all, I'm going to give credit to UAB, and people are going to say, what's going on? And then I'm also going to give credit to another group that I rarely give credit to, which are Tennessee fans who have kind of stuck with their team. Mm-hmm. You know, they've kind of turned out and been supportive. And you know, when you're at least – feisty enough to gripe about bad calls against mm-hmm. Alabama,
yeah.
You know, and say, man, if we had just done this and done this and done this and gotten this call and that call and that call, we'd have been within two scores, you know. At least you care.
Right.
You know, at least you're watching the game, you're involved, and you care. And I credit their fans for that, and I think they'll turn out. And, you know, obviously, big game for Tennessee if they want to go to a bowl.
Right. That, that's really what they're playing for. At the beginning of the year, after that Georgia State loss, I mean, I was thinking they could go 2-10.
2-10,
oh,
yeah.
It was including
this one. It was one of the 10.
They've got something to play for now. I feel pretty good. I'm going to get Tennessee.
Yeah, and I think that it dates back, you know, even to the Georgia game.
That was really when it kind of turned.
Yeah, because I was impressed with how they played in the first half, and I was like, man, you know, and of course things fell apart in the second, and then they whooped up on Mississippi State the next week.
They played really good against South Carolina, really well.
Right.
South Carolina.
I mean, so I think they've been playing pretty good football the last 4 weeks, and especially, you know, given some of the opponents that they've had.
With that said, and I guess we're all on Tennessee, but now the Vegas money is on UAB.
Right.
That line has dropped.
So. Well, and yeah, because I am taking Tennessee too, and I just think that...
And I'm glad it's dropped.
I am too, big time.
So 10.5 is much better.
Than 13.
Than 13.
Absolutely. Next game on the list, which is the big one that everybody's going to be talking about, and that is number 8, Georgia, is a 6-point favorite against number 6, Florida, in Jacksonville.
Line's moved by 2. I guess it's opened at 4.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm taking Florida here. I don't know that you have a home. You know, I guess this is pretty neutral. I just think Dan will find a way.
Yeah.
Somehow. Plus, he's got some points.
Right.
So. I do probably trust Dan more, Dan Mullen, than Kirby Smart. But I still think I'm going to go Georgia. I keep thinking they have a lot of talent. If they could get things fixed, you know, they had a bye week. I know Florida did too, but if they get some things correct.
They got a lot to fix, though, man.
They do. Yeah, and it's. I mean, granted, defensively, they've looked pretty good.
Right.
Offensively, man, they're such a mess, and that's the problem. I mean, I think Florida's getting back their two defensive ends, which is good. But I do like Georgia's offensive line still. I think they could keep Fromm protected enough. And I think Georgia's defense is what's going to be the X factor going against Florida's offense. So I'm going to go Georgia.
I'm going Florida here with some –
You're the smart man. As soon as he went Florida, I was like, well, maybe I
– Don't – hey,
well, I'll come in here next week, and I'll be the one that got this one wrong. But
what do I know? You know, there is a lot literally and psychologically on the line for Georgia here, because Georgia, since Kirby got there, has been on a more or less ascent.
Mm-hmm.
But if they – you know, if they lose this one, they're going to have virtually impossible for them to win the – to win the East this year.
Right.
You know, they've still got – first of all, still got to play.
And that wasn't even the expectation at the beginning of the year. The expectation was to win a national championship.
Be in the playoff.
Yeah, right.
You know, they lose Saturday, and they're clearly – they're out of the playoff. They're out of going to Atlanta.
They're going to the Citrus Bowl, probably.
Yeah, probably so. And that's not been the trajectory. victory to this point. Yeah.
I think
Kirby,
the best play in this game is probably the under. I think it's 47 right now.
Yeah, without knowing the weather. Right.
Yeah, I would definitely say that that's the – so, I mean, I would rather not pick this game at all.
I got to pick it, man.
Right. So, you know, if you want – what I recommend, I would recommend taking the under.
You can just forfeit. You can refuse to pick.
Which does that mean that I don't get a loss either? Because I would do that.
You get a loss.
I would definitely.
Which is not actually in Vegas. Say if it, you just get nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You didn't lose anything.
All right. So last game on the list, and this one is pretty interesting. I know that it's a rather big spread, but Ole Miss is on the road against number 11 Auburn, and the Tigers are 18.5 point favorites.
Opened at 16, right. And they're just begging me to take Ole Miss here.
Mm-hmm. They are. I'm not gonna do it.
You know what the most confusing part about this game to me is? I kind of wish they weren't going to be going with this whole two quarterback system. I like J.R. Plumlee, and I like him in Rich Rodriguez's offense. And against Auburn's defensive line, as great as they are, limited athletes in some ways. Marlon Davidson's a little stiff. I think you get a guy like J.R. Plumlee running east and west on him.
But I also think they could kill him.
It's very
like
possible.
He could die.
Because he's undersized.
No, he's small. Like,
man, this one's tough.
It is. It is. It really is. I'm going to take Auburn here, partly because Gus has gotten so much heat this week about the offense, and partly because Ole Miss will struggle to score.
The big thing to me is what Ole Miss's defense is not going to be able to slow down what is a very limited Auburn offense. And I think – so you and Auburn as well. Man, yeah. I was leaning Ole Miss, but you guys
– I didn't even really pick Auburn. You just assumed that I said not going to do it. You went with it. You're, all right, he ain't picking.
No, they are – begging people in Vegas, and people are doing it. They are begging people to take Ole Miss at 18.5.
And Auburn offensively did not, you know, look very good, but defensively, I mean,
they look great.
They're good.
That's really sad. I want y'all's thoughts on this. To me, when you talk about limited quarterback play, you talk about coaching in a lot of ways. Strong defense that's being wasted. I don't see too many differences in Mississippi State in 2018 and Auburn in 2019.
Yeah.
A lot of NFL defensive talent being wasted with an offense that, you know, Nick Fitzgerald, I thought he could have been a capable quarterback, but for whatever reason, him and Joe Moorhead, that marriage didn't work. And right now, it's seeming – I get Bo Nix is a freshman.
But Mississippi State did not have the best young quarterback in America.
Yeah. We won't address the Twitter spat.
Oh, you knew I was going to bring it up at some point. I'll leave it there. Yeah. I was going to say something.
It's this one's tough, but I'm going to take
Auburn, and you know it's going to have to take some turnovers from Ole Miss and that sort of thing to get it up over the 18.5. But
what do you think, Hunter?
I'm going Auburn.
Okay,
yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go Auburn too. So I can't, and I'll be 100% honest with you that if y'all both would have went Ole Miss, I was going Ole Miss because this is one of those I don't want to lose out on, and I could not decide simply because of that two quarterback system. I don't know how it's going to work going on there. And Jordan-Hare Stadium, Auburn, both their terrible losses have been on the road versus really good teams. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you got to.
And you wonder some of that to the whole check with me offense, if that's, you know, a factor.
Yeah. And, I mean, a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, their home and road splits were ridiculous too. So, I mean, maybe that has something to do with it. So, getting them at home, 18.5 is a lot. But I'm going to go Auburn as well.
I will say it's great in this game. I mean, obviously I'm pulling for Ole Miss, but, like, not to really have to pull for either team. Like, you know, I don't know if you remember 2014.
Right.
Sitting at home. It hurt physically to be pulling for Auburn because we needed Auburn to win that game. It was painful. And then, of course, it went, you know, they don't. You can't depend on them for nothing. And then a couple years ago, or the next year, in 2015, we needed Ole Miss to lose. And we were pulling for Auburn again. And so it's nice to just not have to care and just let it go.
This one's tough for Hunter because
I don't like either of them.
I think we can reasonably assume that Auburn's going to win.
Right.
And so he just has to sort of accept that and then decide how much he wants them to win by.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So that's tough.
Well, the thing about it is if they cover that 18.5-point spread, a lot of false hope gets
– Which would be great. I want them to have some false hope. But what's going to end up happening is that Auburn's going to win and they're not going to cover. That's what's – I mean,
that's
right. Exactly what's going to happen.
We're Hunter gets it from both ends.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So that's going to wrap it up for this week's College Football Playoff Pick'ems. We appreciate you guys listening in, and we will be back with you guys next week. This has been the Bama Beat Podcast, brought to you by Zaxby's. This episode of the Bama Beat Podcast has been brought to you by Zaxby's, taking chicken to a whole new level of flavor. Stop by your neighborhood Zaxby's today or order online at zaxby's.com/podcast. That's zaxby's.com/podcast.